You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're focusing on the culinary arts. This is Lisa Berry, and our guest is the owner of Sweet Heather Ann in Ann Arbor, Heather Lovett. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Heather and I share a passion for cake. One of us creates it, and the other consumes it. You're located in Ann Arbor on Main Street, and how would you describe Sweet Heather Ann?
Sweet Heather Ann is a cake studio that focuses on really artistic cakes and desserts, but over the holidays, we kind of switch gears and do a lot of holiday baking. So we get to do a lot of cookies. We're actually pretty well known for our macarons, and we do macaron and cookie classes as well.
Now, you called yourself a cake studio. Would it be fair to say you're also a bakery?
Yes, yes. But I think during most of the year, we're focusing on larger custom orders, primarily weddings. We have a great online shop where you can get birthday cakes and macarons throughout the year. But over the holidays, we open up our dessert counter, which is a lot of fun. And it is basically one of the only times you can just stop into the shop and pick something up. And we do a lot of just beautiful things for holiday parties and gifts and things like that.
Now, you actually graduated from the University of Michigan School of Art and Design. How did you end up owning a bakery?
Well, actually, I started making cakes while I was in art school. So my junior year, I studied abroad in Italy, and I just got really interested in the connection between food and the people making the food and just food in general. It just became a passion of mine. And so I came back and started wanting to work with different food things with my artwork. And then when I discovered cake, it was just such a perfect fit. I'd already been doing a lot of sculpture and painting, and you can kind of work all of that into working with cakes. And so it just seemed like a really good fit for me.
Did you bake growing up?
I did, actually. Yeah. I would say, you know, I spent a lot of time with my mom or even on my own doing birthday cakes for family members. I loved holiday baking, actually. Even up into college, I would go home every winter and during that holiday break just spend almost the whole time in the kitchen making pies and cookies. And I just have always really loved baking.
No, it is kind of like art, though. You mix things together and you put them in the oven and then they come out and you've created something. Is that the feeling you get?
Yeah, I think you're always tweaking it and working to make it better, which really fits with my personality, where I want to try something and then just keep on tweaking it and keep on making it the best version of itself. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
How precise do you have to be when you're baking? I know when if you're making something spicy or saucy, you can throw in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I have always felt that baking, you have to be more precise.
I think that's true, which I think is kind of funny. So what I really like, in terms of my personality, I actually maybe like cooking a little bit more for the reason that I really like to tweak. And so creating recipes is when you have that kind of that freedom to like make it a little bit different every time. But then once you have the recipe and have to make it the same every time, that's actually not as interesting to me personally, because I just like improving upon things. So
here you are making these amazing cakes, though. So you do have to be precise?
You do have to be precise, especially when we're, you know, like we have our recipes now and then you're scaling them and baking them. And that's a very precise thing. I think that just personally, I just really like the recipe testing stage a little more.
So here it is, the holidays. It feels like baking is a big part of the holidays.
Is
that the case for you?
Yeah, I think that in terms of baking at home, I used to, before I had the bakery, I spent more time baking at home. Now having the bakery, it's a very, very busy time of year. And so most of the baked goods I'm bringing to my gatherings are stuff that, you know, the shop makes.
And what will the shop have available for the holidays?
So our big thing is we have this really beautiful mixed cookie box. And that comes with, you know, three different flavors of holiday macarons. We have chewy chocolate molasses cookies, Mexican shortbread, and our signature decorative cookies with maple royal icing. And that's like our biggest cookie seller at the shop. We also do a special holiday cake every year, and this year is a chocolate peppermint cake. And that one's really beautiful this year. It's like smooth coated in vanilla buttercream, and it has really beautiful macarons on the top and little gold candies and just a really pretty centerpiece for the table. And then the other big thing we do is lots of different macarons in different sizes. So in terms of packages, there's full dozens of macarons. There's little 5 packs of macarons. We do cake by the slice. So there's everything from like a pretty simple gift for maybe a coworker you don't know very well to lots of hostess gifts and stuff like that.
Do you sell them anywhere else or do you have to get them at Sweet Heather Ann's on Main Street in Ann Arbor?
So most of our sales will be at our shop. They're also available in our online store. So if you want to make sure we don't sell out of anything, you can always buy it online and come and pick it up. We also sell at both Argus's in Ann Arbor. And so that will be mostly macarons and like smaller things, but that's been a great relationship. We love selling at Argus.
Where do you get your inspiration from? I saw on your Facebook page that you made a gingerbread house based on the new Shinola Hotel.
Yeah, we did. That was a really cool project. We just did this last week. Actually, we were working with a planner that we work with a lot for weddings called Mood Events, and they commissioned us to do that. But they gave us a lot of creative freedom, and it was a really fun project because I got to read a little bit more about the hotel, and it's really interesting. It was originally built in the 1920s, and Shinola is trying to bring it back to its original design. I mean, obviously changing it a little bit, but keeping in mind like the original grandeur of the building. And so it just was a really cool project.
But you made a gingerbread house.
Yeah, the gingerbread house. Yeah, so we made the gingerbread house based on that design.
Did anyone eat it?
So it was for a holiday party. So I don't think anyone actually ate it, but it was kind of cool. So part of the party was sort of a gingerbread competition between different people at the party, and that was sort of their showpiece in terms of inspiration. But it was pretty obvious that no one at the party would be able to do that because it took us about 20 hours and they were given like half an hour to make their houses. So it was more of just a fun thing.
And it was not made out of graham crackers, which is what I would have used.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the kits they use were made of graham crackers, but I think it was just more like a fun showpiece to get people excited about making their own houses.
So. Do you have any inspiration or tips for those of us doing our own baking over the holidays?
Just baking in general. Well, actually, I have something fun that I just kind of discovered. So if you've ever heard of Sister Pie out of Detroit, they just came out with this awesome cookbook about their pies and desserts. And I got it and I'm super excited to actually, you know, start cooking from it over the holidays. And I know that some people are kind of afraid of pies and making your own crust. I know my own mom is actually someone
easy.
That is afraid of crust, and I don't think you have to be. And so I think this book is really great. And I read it and it really goes through all the steps of, you know, tips and tricks for making sure the crust turns out well. And so I would highly recommend maybe trying some things from the Sister Pie cookbook if you're interested.
And the author is in Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit. I would highly recommend, like, especially if you love pie and have been afraid to do your own crust, this seems like a really good opportunity.
So it seems like you like to experiment and create more. Is that where you get your pleasure from, or do you like to bake up a batch of something good?
I think a little bit of both. I think that's part of why I've really enjoyed this job, is that there's so many different facets to the work. So there is, you know, the taste component where you're baking something and making sure the flavor is perfect. And there's a lot of time where we get to just kind of be doing artwork. And so I really kind of enjoy having both of those parts of the job.
I like how you embrace creation and celebrating and cake and cookies, all my favorite things.
Yeah, totally.
Favorite things at the holiday times with Heather Levitt, owner of Sweet Heather Ann in Ann Arbor. I've already found some great pictures we'll put on our website of some of the things you've created, and we'll put links to if people want to order something for themselves. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition.
Thank you so much.
Of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts on 89.1 WEMU.